Man, I cried 3 times on the trail. Lost my glove. It was cold. It was rainy. I was miserable. Miserable.
Welcome to Backpacker Radio, presented by The Trek. I am your host, Zach Badger Davis. This is episode number 6 of our Trail Correspondent Series. Today's show is part 2, where we hear from our remaining hikers during their first week on trail. You can hear the first part of this in episode number 4. Specifically, our hikers were tasked with interviewing their fellow thru-hikers to chat about the early impressions of their journey. The conversations in this one are wonderfully all over the map, both figuratively and literally. We learn about how physically challenging this first stretch of trail can be and how much of an impact one's diet can play into that. We see the early evolution of a forming trail family. We learn about the struggles of hanging your first bear bag and the embarrassment that comes from another hiker witnessing this failure. We hear from a mother-daughter duo and what it's like to hike with a family member, even if only for a little bit. We learn about the origin of a trail name, getting hangry on trail, and some truly to die for free pie in Julian. My fellow PCT hikers know exactly what I'm talking about. And lastly, we hear from our lone CDT correspondent, Rabbit, and her hiking buddy about what it's like to witness the journey's first jaw-dropping sunset and how the New Mexico desert has been treating them thus far. Okay, enough for me. Now let's hear from our hikers, starting off with the Appalachian Trail.
Hey guys, this is Jake with Backpacker Radio, or should I now say Floss, aka Floss Boss, aka Flossy.
Aka the Flossiest.
The Flosster.
The Flosster, the Imposter.
So I'm sat here with two members of my trail family here at top of Georgia Hostel. I've just completed my 7th day. They've just completed their 6th, but I'll toss it over to them. You guys introduce yourselves.
I'm Ellie, short for elephant, because my pack was giant and gray, but I've since dropped some weight.
And I'm road runner. And what else was I supposed to say?
Just anything about yourself that you want to say.
I started on May 1st, and here I am. And yeah, we're chilling.
Cool. So let's start with a big one. Why are you guys out here? Why are you guys hiking the Appalachian Trail?
Oh, that's the worst question.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it would just be a really good experience and a nice time to, like, reflect on college and where I want to go after.
Yeah.
Just, like, after mm-hmm. the trail. I don't really know what I want to do, so I figured this would be a good place to, like, hash out some thoughts and see what I'm thinking about life currently.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say my easy answer is because it's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I've always wanted to do. I love backpacking. Yeah. I'm from the East Coast, so it was like, I know I've heard about the AT for a while, and I just finished grad school, so it seemed like this is the time to do it before I get, like, stuck into a career or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And you both have both been pretty big backpackers before this, right?
I wouldn't say, like, huge. Like, I go backpacking sometimes, but never where my car wasn't, like, a day away. So this is definitely the biggest backpacking adventure I've been on.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little bit more experience than that. I've been backpacking since I was like 15, around like Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Florida, Alaska, California, Oregon, like all over the U.S., but never longer than like 5 days. So this is kind of my first big through hike, but it's not my first, like, completion of a shorter trail.
Yeah. Well, the last time I did an overnight camp, I was like 13 years old, so this is a big step up for me. So what are your impressions so far? Is it what you expected it was going to be? Is it harder? Is it easier?
I would say it's definitely a little bit harder. The first night was hard for me just because I didn't have any friends yet, and I was like, I don't know, I expected everyone to be like right there at the very start, and yeah. No one was, so I was kind of like, oh no, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely think it's been just as fun as I imagined it would be, if not more fun.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's been easier than I expected physically. Like, I guess I didn't realize that I was in good shape, hence my trail name. I didn't think that I really walked that fast, but I guess I do. But mentally, I think it's been harder. Not with, like, the hiking or anything, but more, like, when I started, like, I started by myself. Yeah. I didn't know anyone, and, like, my first night, I didn't really talk to anybody, and nobody really talked to me, and I was worried that I wouldn't meet people, and I wouldn't have anyone to talk to, and I'd have to camp by myself and get eaten by bears.
Yeah, I was really worried about camping by myself.
Oh, me too.
I've been surprised pleasantly that that hasn't been the case.
I mean, like, we come across people that are just out there to do their own thing, but then, like, you guys are so friendly, and most people are like that too, which has been awesome.
Yeah, no, I definitely had the same thing where I was in a couple days, and I'd been hiking with Jesus, because I met him on the first night at Max Epson Shelter, but there was still, like, this feeling that I wasn't going to get, like, the trail family that everyone else always talks about. But, you know, I was only on day two, which is kind of, you know, it's those high expectations you set yourself because you listen to all these stuff and read all these books. But what about a best day? Do you guys have a best day or a best moment?
Oh, yeah. Mine was day three when we met our trail family.
Oh, my God.
I was struggling a little bit before that at Neil's Gap, just thinking, like, I just
Neil's
don't know.
Gap was, like, the worst day.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know if I can, like, keep doing this, and it's, like, so hard. But then everyone decided to camp on the same mountaintop, and we, like, laughed a whole bunch that night, and everyone sat down around, like, the little campfire and had a lot of fun, and I was like, okay, I totally can do this. Like, I have friends now.
Neil's Gap was rough for me, too. I was just sitting down there at mountain crossings, like, waiting. Like, I don't even know what I was waiting for, but I just felt like everyone already had, like, a trail family, and everyone already knew each other, and I was just feeling shy and awkward, and I, like, didn't want to talk to anybody, and I just felt weird. And then when I camped with you guys up there, and we were all just sitting around the campfire without a fire in it, like, talking and laughing, I was like, this is, like, what I came out here for.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, I remember because me, Jesus, and the Terminator were with Jean-Pierre, and you came and sat next to us. You didn't really say anything, but when we got into camp, it was all a different story.
Yeah, I'm, like, really shy, but once you, like, open me up, then it's, like, gone. But I just need that first, like, thing, which has been hard because I came here by myself, and, like,
it's
hard to talk to people when you don't. Like, it seems like they're a big group and they all already know each other.
Yeah. It's also funny how, like, our, like, the trail family has so quickly adopted the same mindset. And everyone's, like, wanting to go to the same place.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been, like, any dissension.
No. Really good compromising. Like, if someone doesn't feel like doing that big of miles, we can definitely.
But I haven't even really felt, like, compromised. Like, I'm always, I mean, before I started the trail, I was like, I know, like, I'll probably meet people, but I don't want to be stuck in a situation where I'm doing more or less miles than I want to like try to stay with other people because, like, this is more of a personal journey. But I feel like we've just all wanted to do the same amount of miles, and it's just really been working out so far.
Yeah, and even on, like, days where it seems like we're gonna do, like, I know, for example, like, we were only gonna do, I think it was, like, 8 miles yesterday or something.
Yeah.
And then before we even got to that 8 miles,
we were all, like, psyched.
Yeah, it was like, okay, well, let's just do the full
11. It's only 1:30. Yeah. We gotta keep going.
We all definitely have, like, I feel like, especially in our group, like, we're all pretty serious about making it to Maine. We're not just, like, lollygagging around all day. Like, nobody wants to sit in camp at 1 o'clock for the rest of the night.
Yeah. Which, you know, is, like, but that's what works with our trail families, that everyone's, like, motivated to go. Like, other trail families might like to do the sort of, like, go into town and hang out for a couple of days.
You know,
everyone has their own way of doing the trail, but
and I think because we also all started later, we're kind of, like, got the winter, like, kind of, like, up our butts a little bit.
Yeah, the behind-the-bubble attitude definitely has poked through.
Yeah.
Do you guys have, like, a toughest day? Has there been one of the hardest ones? I know you guys, was it Cooper Gap that you guys had the
Woody Gap, we had a really weird camping experience by the road, and it was kind of a little sketchy, just like
I wouldn't say that was my worst day, though, because that was when I met Little Legs and Geardo, and they were, it was the second day at, like, 6 p.m., and I literally had not spoken to anyone in 48 hours, so I was feeling great. I was like, I got two friends, they might be walking too slow for me, but I can wait for them, we're camping at the same spot anyway, so, like, that definitely wasn't the worst. I would say probably, like, the second day, like, during the day, I just was by myself all day, never saw anyone, and I, like I said, I walk a little bit faster, so I was only passing people, and I would never see the same people twice. I was like, is this what it's going to be like the whole time? Like, I'll never find someone who walks the same pace as me, because they'll already be in front of me, and I'll never catch up to them.
Yeah.
So that was probably the hardest for me.
I think probably the first night was the hardest, just because I was feeling, like, a whole bunch of emotions. Like, I was really happy I was out here. I was sad that I had to leave, like, my family for a little while, and I felt really lonely because I was just, like, in my tent by myself, like, okay, what do I do now? Like, twiddling my thumbs.
Yeah.
So that was probably the hardest, but after that, it's gotten a lot better.
And the first night, like, I was kind of expecting, like, I was camping near a shelter, so I thought, oh, like, people are going to be sitting around the shelter, hanging out, like, talking, and it was not like that. Everyone was doing their own thing. And I was like, oh, I guess everyone's out here to just do their own thing. Like, they're all with other people that they already know. So, like, that was just, it wasn't what I was expecting. But I feel like since then, it's just been awesome.
Yeah, those first days were definitely hard for me as well. That, I mean, I arrived really late the day before I hiked. And I had to try and hang my bear bag without any training and with, like, strangers. And I couldn't get the rock over the top of the branch.
That's
and
always I was just so embarrassing.
This guy's, like, watching me, like, try to pull it up. And he just, I kept telling him, like, please just go back to the shelter. I'll figure this out on my own. And he wouldn't. And then eventually he actually did, which made it feel that much worse.
He's like, he's not going to get it.
But no, it was a lot of nerves. And the loneliness at first was definitely a thing. I think there's a very common theme here.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people talk about how lonely they feel at the very beginning. Like, you come out with high expectations to not be lonely because no one really talks about that part, but that was definitely the hardest part so far.
Oh,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, no one really wants to, like, that early on, you know, you've sort of got this kind of, like, mindset, like, I've got to be strong, I've got to be tough, I've got to knock these all out. And you've still got that sort of, I mean, I know I did in my mind, that I was like, you know, I'm going to be doing 15 miles every day. I know I've heard that the approach trail is like, really hard, but, like, it doesn't actually click until you're climbing up these, like, really sharp inclines and your legs are burning. It's like, oh, maybe I can't do what I thought I could do. Maybe I should have listened to all the advice I got ahead of time. But yeah, I think that just about wraps it. Do you guys have anywhere on the internet that you'd like people to follow you? Or
I have an Instagram. It's just my regular name, at Rebecca Pressman, R-E-B-E-C-C-A-P-R-E-S-S-M-A-N.
I have a blog. It's just jade.blog, if you want to follow that.
That's awesome.
Cool. Well, I'm sure we'll be speaking to you all again soon. See you later.
That was fun.
Hey everyone, this is Liberty on the AT, aka Gwen Nitya. I am at Dog Red Backpacking Campground in Maryland. And I just met Scooby, who's on his day three out here, doing the flip-flop too, right?
Yep,
so where are you from, Scooby? I'm just going to come up close.
Lithia, Florida.
Oh, wow.
So right outside Tampa.
Yeah, nice. I'm from Provo, Utah. So what put you out here? Why are you doing this flip-flop thing?
Honestly, I've done section hikes. I've done Georgia and some of Virginia and just decided, let's try it.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen?
So, on the section hikes, what's the longest you did before?
Longest I've gone is a month.
Oh, wow, that's great.
So,
well, you're seasoned compared to me.
I don't know about that. It's hard to get used to mountains.
Yeah.
So, Florida, the highest mountain we have is a speed bump.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing. So, luckily, Georgia and Virginia's kind of helped me, but...
Maryland?
Yeah, it's brutal. I mean, since Harper's Ferry...
That last like 7 miles kicked my butt. It's just
always uphill for some reason.
And those rocks?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, Friday kicked my butt. I did 7 miles here, missed the last shelter, luckily stumbled across this campground that has a bathroom and hot water showers.
That was nice.
It was lovely. So, yeah, I took a couple of 0 days to... Because I strained my knee... coming down that last bit a couple times. I think I have too much weight, so I'm working on shedding weight. What about you with your gear here? You feeling good about it all?
I've lost a lot of weight from my gear, from my section hikes, but I'm slowly getting my head. I'm about to dump a lot of it.
Well, what's the best tip you can give? When it comes to letting go of gear.
When letting go? Mm-hmm. If you don't use it in the first couple days, odds are you don't need it.
Okay.
So there's a couple things I have that I haven't used so far that I don't... I'll lay in my tent at night. And
yeah,
I'm not... That's going.
I'm doing that debate right now. All my stuff's spread out on the picnic table, and I'm trying to...
And just share what you can. Like, I use AWOLs. Mm-hmm. I brought the whole book. Well, next time we get to a post office or town, that book's getting chopped in half.
I did that.
Half it back.
I did that.
I'm really thinking about getting gut hooks for my phone.
What's that?
It's kind of like AWOLs, yes. But it's an app.
It's got the satellite connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Pros and cons. I mean, it is on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
But, that, I mean, right there, that book's heavy.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm thinking
every
about
little
doing
ounce
that.
Counts, right?
It really does.
Other yeah. than
that, I mean, don't be cheap. I mean, I hate to say it, but I mean, you gotta try and get some lighter weight stuff.
What about your expectations about? I mean, you've already done this, right? So you're kind of ahead of the game having this section hike. But what's the mental warfare you're working with? If you don't mind sharing, that could be a little personal. I know.
Good thing about section hikes is, you know, I only got X amount of days,
mm-hmm.
or I only have to make up to this. And you know you're going to get there a week, mm-hmm. 2 weeks, a month. Here, it's... I got 2,000 miles left.
Yeah.
6 months to go.
Yeah.
So it really puts it in perspective.
Yeah, I'm kind of been struggling with that one myself, actually. So I'm just saying, get to Katahdin. I keep saying it wrong.
I figured if we can make it to Katahdin,
yeah,
we'll make it to Springer.
Yeah.
I mean...
Do you have a goal? A goal date?
Not really. I said 6 months.
Yeah.
But honestly...
You mean 6 months for the whole flip-flop?
6 months for the whole flip-flop.
Oh, okay. So 3 months to Katahdin.
Yeah. But honestly, you know, I've been pushing myself.
Yeah.
And I'm missing some of the scenic views. So I started thinking last night that as long as I make it to Katahdin mm-hmm. before they close, then so yeah. be it.
When do they close?
Oh, they don't close till like late in the year. So as long as we get there worried. In like 6 or 7 months yeah. and we just make it there, we're good.
Yeah.
But really, it's if you only get 5 miles, so be it. I mean, it's what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
I came out here because I wanted to see if I could do it, one. But two, I want to see everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to just go for the speed.
Right.
I want to actually enjoy the trail.
Right.
So
yeah.
if it takes 8 months, it takes 8 months.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to. The first man I met out on the trail, his name was What's the Rush. And he was actually celebrating his 76th birthday. So I was pretty inspired by him. And that's been my mantra. What's the rush?
Yeah,
so just slow down and enjoy. Yeah.
That's really what it's about. I passed a couple flip floppers yesterday, and they were like running. I thought they were crazy.
Yeah, I think that too.
But I'm like, you just saw them run past everything, all the signs, everything we passed.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting there taking pictures and reading, and I just see these guys just run past them. You know, where are you going? Oh, we're going to such and such. We want to be there by this. I'm like,
they were running with the
25
gear?
Miles away.
Oh my goodness. I know.
So,
I'm trying not to ask people how many miles they do a day because it's intimidating for me at this point. But I have to tell you, I passed, four people passed, three guys and a girl from Springer. And I have to tell you, they were intimidating to me. But I have to keep telling myself that'll be me in 3 months.
Nobody was already passing?
Hmm?
You said a couple passed you from Springer already?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
kind of...
Yeah, and you could tell that
mission.
They were pretty hardcore.
Yeah, they're definitely on a mission.
Yeah, so I'm just telling myself... That's okay. That'll be me in 3 to 4 months. Hopefully, cross my fingers.
First 600 miles.
Okay, last piece of advice. What would you say? Oh, yeah. We'll start there.
Don't underestimate the trail. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Don't underestimate it. Get prepared.
Okay. Yeah.
When you train with your pack. because I trained with my pack, but I didn't have all my gear.
Mm-hmm.
I was still ordering stuff up to the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
So I had most of it, but I didn't train with all of it. Train with your gear, because then you can you can actually shed before you get out here.
So you don't think that the trail will get you in shape is the best advice?
The trail will get you in shape, but I'd have to say if you can, meet at 50-50.
Yeah.
Do your part, because a trail will... It's unforgiving.
Yeah.
It is unforgiving.
Thanks, Scooby. It was so nice meeting you. And I wish you the best, okay?
Cool. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, this is Liberty on the trail. I just wanted to add one more thing that I just had to share as far as expectations of the trail. Something I experienced yesterday. So, yeah, I've had a, you know, my miles are pretty low, right? I've been doing 4 or 5 a day, but I did, and one day I did 7 last week. That's when I said that kicked my butt. But yesterday I did 8, and I did it in rainy weather, and I don't know what, I think, anyway, long story short, man, I cried 3 times on the trail, lost my glove. It was cold. It was rainy. I was miserable. Miserable. And it was that really like boulder after boulder after boulder section. Gosh, I don't even know where I'm at right now. I literally, when I got to the campground, the shelter I'm at, I think I went into a hypoglycemic moment there. My lips were tingly, my face went numb, I felt shaky. I thought I went incoherent for a minute there. And luckily, there were some people around me, and there was one girl who was literally just came in after off the trail right behind me, and she's here from Springer, and she just immediately handed me a protein bar and said, "Eat this now." And then was sweetheart, helped me make dinner, just took care of me really, and gave me lots of good advice. And I think it was just the first time I realized how vulnerable I really am out here. I really thought, you know, my nutrition's been good as far as, you know, like I've been eating healthy, blah, blah, blah. But no, you have to eat totally different out here. And that was a hard lesson to learn. And I need more carbs. I'm not getting enough carbs. I'm burning a lot of energy. So that was a really hard lesson to learn. I am taking another 0 right now. I woke up, my eyeballs hurt. And I'm just trying to recover from what I put myself through yesterday. And I'm realizing how innocent and naive I am. And that's a hard pill to swallow. But I'm just learning from these other hikers who've been out here doing it, whether it's through sections or whether they've been on the trail since Springer. Just really humbled. So to say the least, I'm definitely humbled. And I just pray that I don't have too many more hard lessons like that, that I actually learn and change my ways and don't suffer anymore. And then the only other thing I want to say is, man, I'm just going to keep plugging along until my body catches up with my heart and spirit here. I'm not giving up, even though I wanted to yesterday and I thought about it sincerely. I'm just going to at least plug through until I feel a lot stronger. And do my best to bring my nutrition up, so really support me and what I'm putting out here on the trail. And I just wanted to add that and share that with you guys. And thank you so much. This is Liberty on the AT. Bye.
Hey, it's Lucas, or Nakey Buns. I am here in Warner Springs with 2 friends that I met last night, a mother-daughter combo.
Hi, I'm Dawn.
And I'm Eliza.
And we're just going to go over kind of our first week or two on trail and how it's been treating us and where they're at, where their headspace is, and some highs and lows. What have you guys experienced thus far?
It was definitely a lot harder than I expected it to be the first few days with the heat and the pack weight. A lot more uphill. When you talk about the desert, you kind of just imagine it being flat, and it was not. It was a lot more hills, and yeah, I struggle a lot with that. But other than that, I've been having a great time so far, I think. Yeah.
And you?
So I had the same lows, I think, as Liza. I haven't done any through hiking, and I also pictured the desert as being very flat. But the highs have been, the people have been amazing. How quickly the trail legs actually start to become a real thing. You can, every day something hurts a little less. And yesterday we got to herd some cows into Warner Springs, which was definitely, so far, I would say, on trail, my biggest highlight.
Definitely. And then as you guys are a mother-daughter combo, how do you guys feel like your relationship has changed thus far? And are you glad you were able to do this together?
I think Liza should go first.
It's a lot better than I expected it to go. I thought we would actually fight a lot. We have a very good relationship outside of this, and I just assumed that we would struggle a little bit with the stress of the hike and all that. But it's that I blew me away how amazing we did together, and we haven't fought the entire time we've been together, and we've just had been like we've been having such a great time, and I don't think I could have picked a better partner.
That's very sweet. Mom, what are your thoughts on that?
I knew this would be awesome. My only concern is that I would not be going fast enough for her. So I put in some extra time before we headed out to be in the right shape. And I'm grateful that I did, because I think that that's part of it, is making sure that you're able to keep a consistent pace together. It helps with your attitude. Definitely. And I think this is probably one of the highlights of my life, and definitely one of the highlights of our relationship. So super proud of her.
And then let's see, what else, philosophies? Do you guys feel like you came in with a certain goal or mindset or a philosophy? And then has that changed over the course of your time out here? Don, I know you're leaving tomorrow, which, is a little disappointing, cause it's always fun to be out on trail, but, yeah, any life philosophies that have changed or...
I would say more so just the when I started this, one of the things I noticed is that when people realized that Liza and I were doing this, the general message to Liza was, you go get it, girl. You'll be awesome. And the message to me was, don't die. we hope you survive. And, you know, I also approached this of, God, I hope I don't die. And really what has changed for me is I realized it wasn't about me surviving. It's more that I realized how much I'm actually capable of. Totally. And that I'm pretty sure if I had the time away from work and all of the things necessary to do a through hike, that I probably could do this, which never had even occurred to me before I started, which is kind of a pretty cool sense of accomplishment, even at this short duration.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that I've found for myself too, is this really builds self-efficacy and confidence to do a lot more things in your life. Have you guys had any days or times when you've really just been, you know, down on your luck or thought about quitting? And then what has taken you out of that?
Definitely say day one was probably my hardest day, actually. It was just so much more difficult than I had imagined, because like I had said previously, I thought it would be flat. And I just figured it'd be kind of, I knew it'd be hot, but I wasn't expecting the weight of my pack to be as heavy as it was, and there to be as many hills as there were. Yeah. So I was struggling a lot physically, and it was a lot mentally to just think that I'm going to be out here for the next like 5 months. With not much contact or seeing my family or friends at home. And so I think that was all kind of hitting me at the same time. So that was probably my lowest day. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to make it. But ever since then, each day, it's just been getting better and better. And I'm starting to like it more and more.
So. And what do you feel like took you out of that mindset? Do you think just kind of chugging through it and sticking with it, or love for mom, or?
not love for mom. No. I think meeting more and more people, because the first day or two, like, you meet people, but, like, you don't connect with them all the time. Like, you don't connect with everybody that you meet. And so I didn't find a super good connection with anybody. But the past 3 or 4 days, I've been meeting people that I've really grown to like and bond with. And I think that's helped me a lot to get out of, especially the mental like issues that I've faced and so far. And I think that's going to help me a lot going forward.
Mm-hmm. Any last words for your daughter as she continues on this wonderful journey and you split up, go your separate ways?
I think Liza just needs to remember how fortunate she is to be able to do this. It's a once-in-a-lifetime adventure, which I hadn't realized till I got out here what that really meant. I think she knows that she can kick ass physically on all of this. She's one tough cookie. And so I think she just needs to spend the time and go at the pace that allows her to enjoy every moment and worry less about the end and more about being in that moment. And I think she will have an awesome experience.
Absolutely. I think that's a very good words of wisdom to end with. Yeah, met these two last night. Definitely picked them out as my first interview because they were funny. They had some pretty hilarious banter with each other last night, giving each other grief on a variety of things. But yeah, the trail will provide us with so many great people and so many good opportunities. So thank you both for being part of my first interview.
Thank you.
Mom and Dad, hopefully we can get out on a hike at some point here. All right. Signing off. Later.
Okay. Hello, Backpacker Radio.
Hello.
I'm Madeline, and I'm interviewing my friend Abby. We started the trail together. We're friends from home. So say hey.
Hey, what's up?
Abby, do you have a trail name yet?
No, but I've been called Bird Bones so far. But I reject it.
Why were you called that?
I'm small, and my... I'm bony, I guess.
Why do you reject it?
Because it's too long and, I don't know, it's just too much. Bones, maybe. That's kind of
bonesy?
Cool. Bonesy? Well, no, just bones.
Okay, yeah, bones is kind of cool. Everybody's going to think you're, like, obsessed with the show, though. Wait, isn't that a show?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never seen it.
So, what are your first impressions of the trail so far?
Well, there are more people than I thought. I knew it was well-trafficked, but not this well-trafficked. I did pretty much zero research before. I'm relying completely on dear Madeline. So, I mean, it's been really fun so far. I thought I would want to, like, whenever I backpack, I get antsy to just go home. But knowing that this is so long, I don't feel that antsiness. Mm. It's just like, I just call it the lifestyle change.
Instead of a trip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And not as brutal as I thought it would be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, physically?
Yeah. I mean, my feet hurt a lot, and I have blisters, but once you put moleskin on your blisters, it's totally walkable, and it's not, like, excruciating like people make it seem.
Yeah. I've been surprised. I mean, people talked about the PCT and how nicely graded it is, but I thought, like, I don't know, I thought it was like, oh, you say that because you're like super in shape and it's
going
to be really
assume.
Hard for me, but it actually is like super nicely graded, like,
yeah.
There's been like not too many like moments where I felt like it would break me, you know.
Yeah.
On that note, what are some lows that you've had? Like, the lowest of lows you've had in the first week.
I feel like I've had two lows, and they were just late afternoon hiking. Madeline's tall, so she hikes faster.
Right, that's the only reason I hike faster, not because I'm, like, super strong.
Just to note, and that's totally true. But there have been, like, two bad moments where I was pretty far behind and kind of, and then I got a little slower and then my feet hurt and then I got really hangry and I kept on going and didn't stop and then I got just angry and then I just had to stop and eat food. But at least I can check myself and be like, you are hungry right now.
Yeah.
So fix it.
That's true. You said two. It was just two instances where this happened?
Yeah, two. I think so. I mean, to different degrees, but two of the worst. I haven't cried yet, so that's good.
No, me either. I didn't really think about that.
But they were, like, almost tear-jerking moments.
Oh, no. I should hike slower.
No.
Okay, how about highs? What have your highest highs been so far?
Hanging out in Julian was really fun.
Yes.
And hanging out at Carmen's, sadly, it's closing today. Or
yeah.
Tonight's the last night.
Tonight is the last night to
switching
stay at
owners.
We had a lot of fun at Carmen's.
Yeah, we kind of made a group there, and it was nice to, like, have a break and get to know people.
Yeah.
Especially Carmen. What a riot.
She's such a firecracker. And the pie and Julian.
Oh, that pie was so good. I don't even like pie, but I do now.
If you're hiking the trail and you're just starting and you're thinking about skipping Julian, just don't.
Don't do
because
it.
Because the pie alone is worth it.
So good. And it's free. For
yeah,
you.
Yeah, free. With ice cream. And the cinnamon ice cream is really good.
And a drink.
Coffee. Mm-hmm. How about highs on the trail?
A high on the trail would have to be last night rolling into that campsite.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a really nice little nook, and there was some hay scattered around, so it wasn't too rough on the ground.
We were in, like, a deep canyon, and pretty much every spot that we had passed yesterday was, like, a really, really windy situation.
Yeah.
We did that one night. And I don't want to do it ever again.
Oh, my.
The wind is really bad. That was my lowest low, but this isn't about me.
Well, that's a good story, though. Maybe
for another time. But, so last night's site was really nice, even though it was super dewy in the morning.
It was very dewy.
But I can handle that. So how does the trail compare to your expectations?
I didn't have many expectations, and since I didn't really research anything, mm-hmm. all I had going into it was the Facebook page.
Oh.
No offense to anyone who may have posted on it, but there were some weird conversations going on, or people were pretty intense, and
there's a lot of fear-mongering
and people were mad and nitpicky about, you know, hiking etiquette, which I mean, you don't want to be rude, but you know.
Yeah. You said you're worried that there wouldn't be, like, normal, cool people on the trail.
I was really worried that it would be a lot of weirdos. And, there are a lot of weirdos, but weirdos that I like.
Yeah.
I've definitely made friends so far, and it's going to be nice to yo-yo along the PCT with and without them.
Yo-yo? Are you hiking to Canada and back down to Mexico?
No, I mean, you
leapfrog.
Know. Leapfrogging. That's what I meant. Well, up and down, and yo, and leap and frog. But, I'm excited to meet more cool people.
Yeah, cool. All right. Well, thanks for this little interview.
Bye.
Bye.
Rabbit checking in from the CDT. We're at a mile about 100 on day 6, and I'm sitting here with Snake Farm. Tell me your real name.
My real name is Shane Buckley Gray.
All right.
I'm from Dover, New Hampshire.
Very cool. And tell me about your other long distance hikes, just like briefly what you've done before.
I've done the AT in 2011, the Long Trail in 2013, the Pacific Crest Trail in 2014. And then a couple hiking lists just in New Hampshire.
What made you want to come out and do the CDT next?
I had to finish up the Triple Crown, you know. Just see a new part of the country I've never seen before. I've never really been through the middle of the country. I'd been to Yellowstone and was kind of blown away by it. So figured I'd come out and check out the other stuff.
All right, so what were your expectations going in, and how has it differed so far in our first 100 miles than what you were thinking it would be like?
I thought navigation would be a way bigger issue than it is. It's been a breeze, pretty much. Just there's good tread, there's signs everywhere. Gives you a good amount of off trail if you want, but if you use Guthooks app, you'd be pretty much all set. Kind of find your way. I thought water would be more of an issue. That's really not a problem. Cacti are kind of more of an issue than I thought. I've definitely got stabbed more than I thought I would. Wish I brought my gators. But, yeah, not too bad.
What are your first impressions? Like, what do you think of it now that we're actually out here?
Well, on day one, I was just blown away by the scale of things. Just being on a mountainside and looking out 40 miles across a valley, watching the clouds play out at night and the sunsets. Just the scale of it was the first thing. Kind of the desolation, too. There's really nothing out here.
Yeah.
There's not even shade trees out here most of the time, so just the wasteland of it.
And what do you think your highest moment and your lowest moment have been so far?
My highest moment? I think the first night, there was a really beautiful sunset that, I don't know, all the sunsets and sunrises have been beautiful, so those are my highest moments. I really like getting up early and looking at those. The lowest, I'm not sure, just maybe some blisters here and there. Just had a couple hot spots that I didn't really pay attention to, but nothing major. The highs are way outweighing the lows.
Yeah, totally. And I think, how have you been finding the heat? For me, it hasn't been nearly as bad as I thought it'd be.
Yeah, the heat's not too bad. It feels like it's 70 or 80 every day, but there's always a nice breeze to cool you down. It's dry, so I love that. I'm from New Hampshire, and it's really humid over there, so nice breeze cools you, dries you out. Yeah, it hasn't been too bad.
What are you looking forward to? What's, like, your greatest excitement or, like, what you're really looking forward to next?
I guess Colorado's kind of my golden point on the trail for about halfway. I'd like to get to Colorado, check that out. But I'm excited to see what New Mexico has to offer. The Gila's coming up, so that's going to be cool. Trail days is going to be cool. I don't know. I guess I'm more excited to just meet more people and talk to them, see where they're all from, meet some new friends. Met a lot of cool people so far, so I'd like to keep that up.
Yeah, anything else? What else are you thinking for the future? I mean, it's funny. I feel like all of us have done, or at least most of us that we've met, have done all these long hikes. So we were making all these, like, conjectures about everything. But, you know, like, we were talking about, like, on day one, we're all like, yeah, my next hike's going to be whatever. Yeah, you know, like, we all, I think, have a little more confidence than we may have earned yet, like, for only having been this far in.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling pretty cocky. I don't know. Yeah, some more hikes. Maybe I'd like to go international and check out maybe the Israel National Trail or backpack through Europe or I don't know. It's all open for me, so it's pretty good. But Pacific Northwest Trail looks pretty good. Maybe just take a summer and do a couple smaller hikes around the country. Get, like, a little road trip in there, see some friends I haven't seen in a while. But we should probably just knock this one out first.
Yeah, keep doing what we're doing, see how it goes. All right, well, thank you. And I feel like I'm signing off with you, but we're literally just sitting on a log here together, and we're about to both walk in the same direction. So I guess I'll just, you know, talk to you in a second.
Yeah, we'll sign off.
All right.
Take it easy.
Thanks. Okay, so I decided to give this whole voice memo thing a try and see how it goes. Since I'm a backpacker radio correspondent now, I figured I should get more comfortable talking into my phone while on trail. I'm currently on my third day on the CDT, around mile 52-ish, something like that. Currently walking, so I guess gaining miles as I go. And I guess it's been a good 3 days so far, a good 2.5. I started We didn't actually get started until like 11 because the shuttle out here actually takes about 4 hours, which I thought it was a little less. And then got started on the first day and wasn't really sure how many miles I was going to do or what I was going to get, what anything was going to be like, what navigation was going to be like. And it really wasn't bad. There's a bunch of signposts. They all look pretty brand new. So I'm guessing a lot of these weren't here before. And, you know, you basically just follow from one sign to the next. And if you stand at one sign and look out, you can pretty much scan around and find another sign. If not, like, you just walk in the general direction you think a sign is going to be. And usually one comes into view. And then if one really doesn't come into view, that's whenever I stop and get out my phone, look at my gut hook. I have paper maps and a compass with me that I'm honestly not super skilled at using. I mean, I get the basic concepts, but if I was like truly, truly lost, I think I'd be able to find my way out using my map and compass skills. At least I hope. But right now I haven't needed them literally at all. I've just been using them to take notes at night instead of using the little journal I bought, which I think I'm just going to send home and just start using the maps as scrap paper as needed. And then on the second day, they have all these water caches set up for us from the CDTC, so the CDT Coalition. Whenever you sign up for their shuttle, you get these automatic water caches. They make sure that each hiker that signs up for the shuttle has at least 2 gallons of water. And so it's awesome. They've all been completely full because they check them, I think, every day, or if not every day, at least close to it, and make sure that they're all full as they shuttle people out. And then, so the first, like, 2 days, it was literally just like water cache hopping. There was basically no other water except for what was in the caches. So thank God for those. I'm so appreciative that they're there and that I can count on them. On the PCT, it wasn't like that. The caches were all set up by Trail Angels, which is amazing and so generous, but you're told not to count on them. And I remember there was days when they did run out, when you'd go up to a water cache and there'd just be empty jugs and you had to plan accordingly and kind of pretend like they weren't there unless you knew for a fact, you know, it had just been filled. And it's a lot more comforting on these, with these caches, because we know from our shuttle, yes, they are full. We will fill them and we have water there. So far, we've had an abundance of water for the number of people coming through. So it's been a huge, huge comfort, since that was definitely one of my biggest concerns coming through the desert this time. And the desert hasn't been that bad, I say, as I'm scared to even say that. There's been this nice breeze, which occasionally turns into like a punishing wind, but for the most part, it's just like a really consistent breeze that helps like cool off that midday heat, because it's getting up to the high 70s and like low 80s, but at least so far, I don't think we've had any temperatures like up in the 90s yet. I mean, it's still pretty early in the season, but so that part's been pretty nice. And in the mornings and at night, I'd say the low is like around the 40s, which is completely manageable. I'm actually sweating in my bag. So I'm realizing that like all the extra winter clothes that I brought, because I was afraid, kind of like, you know, from my past experience getting really cold at night in the desert, I was afraid it was going to be like that again. But it seems like the lows are in the 40s and they're just getting warmer, at least until I start getting close to Colorado. So I've got a little bit, I think, before the colder temperatures start coming in. Just great. And yeah, I've met a bunch of people. I'm starting to get like a similar little crew, as always happens. You know, you run into the same people, you know their names, you have fun talking to them, you know, you're all sitting around a water source or a water cache, and you know, somebody you know comes up and everybody's like, hey, suddenly you're old friends and you've known each other for maybe 48 hours, but you've seen each other, you know, half a dozen times in those 48 hours. And yeah, it's been really nice just kind of getting to know people. There's a lot of people from other countries, which is really cool. I always really appreciate the people from other places that they've come, like all the way from Germany or Switzerland or the Netherlands, all the way to the US to do this insane hike. It's like crazy enough for me just to come halfway across the country, but they've flown sometimes halfway around the world to get here to walk the 3,000 miles, and they're all on time limits. You know, their visas run up and or run out in 6 months. So they all have to kind of have their eye on the prize, and it's so impressive that they're still here. They're all so happy. It's just the coolest thing. I've been learning random German words and helping a couple German guys with their English as they asked for it, and it's just awesome. I don't know, it's definitely turning out to be just like the other trails, where the most memorable part is definitely the people. I've caught sunrise every day being all 2 days I've been out here, and it's spectacular. I mean, desert sunrises, really, there's nothing, I think, in the world that compares to them. And there's a lot of dust right now, and so the dust will blow up and then create these really, like, interesting, like, hazy views. And then whenever, you know, the sun's coming up through them, it just makes it even more beautiful. So it's hard not to appreciate waking up to that every morning. And as I've been talking here, because I guess I'm not paying quite as close attention, I realized that I actually just got off trail. I noticed that I was walking on what I thought was a path, but I think it's actually just a cow path. The cows, I think, take the same little route, and they'll wear in what looks like trails, but not trails, at least not the CDT. And because the CDT right now is actually on a dirt road, so I'm walking on a dirt road, but it's hard to imagine that people drive down this road very often. But yeah, I just glanced over and I saw in the distance a signpost, maybe, I don't know, I mean, maybe 2/10 of a mile away, maybe less. And realized that I should probably be going that way and not the direction that I was going in. I'm pretty happy with everything and looking forward to getting to town, be able to wash my clothes. I definitely am missing having those clean clothes every day that I had, you know, when I had when I was in my normal city life. But I will get used to being completely grimy again and covered in dirt.